Okay, so we have an exciting morning this morning, beginning Maseches Taanis. Also begin with a very timely topic. The first Mishnah discusses the concept of Mashav HaRuach HaMoreid HaGeshem. We're still within the first 30 days of saying Mashav HaRuach HaMoreid HaGeshem, so it makes sense to learn some of the halachos as they apply in the Mishnah. So let's just jump in. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 1, Mishnah 1 in Taanis. Me'im asayim askirin gevuras gashamim. When do we begin to start mentioning the gevuras gashamim? When do we begin to start saying Mashav HaRuach HaMoreid HaGeshem? Rabbi Eliezer says, Me'om tov harishon shel chag, from the first day of the chag, from the first day of Sukkot. So obviously we do not paskan like him. Who do we paskan like? Well, Rabbi Yeshua Amir. Rabbi Yeshua says, we begin saying Mashav HaRuach HaMoreid HaGeshem from the last day of the festival. The last day of the festival is a.k.a. Shmini Atzeres. That is when we begin saying Mashav HaRuach HaMoreid HaGeshem. Amar Lo Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua has a great question, and he asks Rabbi Eliezer, since we know that rain is a siman klal, it's a bad sign to see rain on sukkahs, because then if you have rain, you won't be able to sit in your sukkah. Lama maskir, why in the world would you begin to mention rain on sukkahs? You're mentioning it seeming like you're asking for it to come, so why would you begin to mention it now, the first day of sukkahs? Rather, you should paskin like me, says Rabbi Yehoshua to Rabbi Eliezer, and only start saying Mashav HaRuach HaMoreid HaGeshem on Shemini Atzeres. Amar Lo Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says back to him, Af ani lo amarti l'shol. He says, what are you talking about asking? I didn't say anything about asking for rain. Ela lahazkir Mashav HaRuach HaMoreid HaGeshem bo'naso. Rather, I said that a person should say Mashav HaRuach HaMoreid HaGeshem, should mention this praise about rain. What is the praise? That he makes the wind blow, and he makes the rain fall. So this is praising God for the rain, and it's time whenever it comes. So you start saying the first day of Sukkot, and you say, God, you're so incredible that you bring the rain in the right time, a.k.a. a week from today, the first day of Sukkot. That's what Rabbi Eliezer says back to Rabbi Yeshua. Amar Lo, Rabbi Yeshua says back to him, what are you talking about? Imkein the olam yehi maskir, if that's true, you should say it every single day of the year. God, whenever you bring rain, that's great. Bring it in the right time. Obviously, since you're saying it right now, and not throughout the rest of the year, it must mean that it has something to do with when the rain is coming, that you're praising God for bringing the rain right now, when right now happens to be the time. So therefore, it makes sense to say it on Shemini Atzeres and not on the first day of Sukkot. And that is who we paskin like. And then continues the Mishnah Beis, taking aside, who do we paskin like? Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Eliezer. Ein shoralin es ha-gashamam, ela samach la-gashamam. We paskin that we don't ask for rain unless we are samach l'gashamim, close to the time of gashamim. What is close to the time of gashamim? Shemini Atzeres, and that's what the opening line of this Mishnah Beis says. We paskin like Rabbi Yeshua, it seems. It's the same opinion as Rabbi Yeshua. Continues the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ha'over l'vnei ateva b'yom tov ha'achron shel chag." So how does this work now? When do you begin to start being mazkir gashamim, gevuras gashamim? So he says, Rabbi Yehuda, that person who goes to be the chazan on the last day of Yom Tov, on Shemini Atzeres, ha'achron mazkir, the person who's davening musaf, he mentions it. Harishon eino mazkir, but the person who's davening shacharis, he does not mention it. So that's how we paskin as well, though we don't say it in shacharis, but we do say it in Musaf of Shemini Atzeres. B'yom Tov HaRishon Shel Pesach. When do we stop saying it now? So one opinion says, on the first Yom Tov HaPesach, HaRishon Maskir, the person who is, sorry, it's only one opinion that we do paskin like. So B'yom Tov HaRishon Shel Pesach, on the first day of Pesach, HaRishon Maskir, the person who's saying Shachris, does mention it. HaAcharon Eino Maskir. But the last one, meaning the one who's davening Musaf, he does not mention it. So that is how we paskin. Interesting, we do say Mashav HaRuach in our silent Amida, but the person in the Chazan, when he's saying Chazar HaSashat, he does not say Mashav HaRuach HaMoreid HaGeshem anymore once Musaf comes. Now, the Mishnah continues with a similar topic. And we know, not only do we have Mashav HaRuach HaMoreid HaGeshem praising God for bringing rain, but we also have Beitein Tal Umazr L'Bracha, right? Asking God for dew and rain. So we don't talk about in this Mishnah when we begin to ask for it. That's a little more complicated. We know we begin December 4th or 5th, depending on the year. But says the Mishnah, now that we're saying it already, Ad Emasai Shoal and Esag Hashamim, until when in the winter do we ask for rain when we say Betain Talmud or the Racha? Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ad Shiga Avor HaPesach. Rabbi Yehuda says very simple. We ask for it until Pesach passes. Okay. Rabbi Meir Omer, Ad Shiga Yitzi Nisan. Rabbi Meir says, no, what are you talking about? We say it the entire month of Nisan. Why? Because there's a pasuk in Yoel. Shenemar va'yored lachem geshen morel umalkosh barishon. We say, he brought down the rain for you, the early rain and the late rain. When? In the first month. What's the first month? Nisan. So God brings rain the entire month of Nisan. Therefore, it makes sense that we should be asking for rain for the entire month of Nisan. Who do we paskin like? It seems like neither of these opinions. We stop saying v'tein salamater l'vracha at Pesach, so meaning by the first day is obviously we're davening Yom Tov Tefillah, so we don't have the opportunity. First day of Chol Moed already, we are no longer saying it anymore. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Beis. Next time, God willing, we'll continue with Mishnah Gimel. For now, we will stop right here.